Welcome to the Scare Trap Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of ScareTrack, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard you scream in a very long time. The
quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hi guys, and welcome to this special exclusive minisode of the Scare Trap Podcast. My name is Mikey, and I am joined today by Dan Brownlee from UK Haunters. Dan, how's it going?
All good, man, all good.
Awesome. It's great to have you on the show yet again. And this one is a special exclusive episode all about UK Haunters. We did have an in-depth episode with you. So if anyone wants to listen to that, go back into the archives and check that out. We've also got some a YouTube Q&A with you and Jess when we watched the first showing of UK Haunters. But you've got some very big, exciting news. So, Dan, what's the huge news about UK Haunters documentary?
It has officially been picked up for distribution.
Buzzing, which means it will have a release date of this year?
It is late September, I've been told. So just in time for the Halloween run-up.
Absolutely, yes. Dan and Jess, they wanted to check out the whole UK haunt scene. They covered companies such as Broadwich Haunt Fest, Horrify Me Photography, R-Space Productions with the likes of their Death Cell Independent Haunt, Zed Events, Cracked by Faceless Ventures, Scareface, also individuals like Dan Burgess, a scare actor, Nick Hudson, who creates lots of theme park and screen park music, and of course Andy Crookie Rawlings, a very famous scare actor here in the UK. And I bet, Dan, they gave you a real insight into the UK haunt scene.
I think you did. You miss out yourself on that list?
Oh, of course. And we had a little cameo as well, of course. Sorry.
You not underplay your role, sir.
Of course, thank you. But yeah, I suppose, I mean, you and Jess, we spoke to you before, you've been very heavy into the US haunt scene, and obviously there's lots of documentaries about that over in the States. But it was time, I think 2018, you took a year to check out all the UK stuff, and the likes who I just mentioned above really gave you a big insight into the scene.
Yeah, well, the biggest insight was actually Andy. Because it started when I was shooting the Tombs feature film at the London Tombs Scare Attraction. And I say downtime, there was very little downtime. But when I was trying not to have a mental breakdown, Andy would be like, oh, yeah, well, this is a boo hole, blah, blah, blah. Because we were trying to incorporate as much of the haunt in the film as possible. Mm. And I was like, okay, I've seen these, but I'd never heard the terminology, so never paid them as much mind as I should have done, being a huge fan. And he said, oh yeah, and these are the spines, and just started showing me how bits and bobs worked. And then we went to Halloween Horror Nights, we went on the Behind the Screams tour of the houses, and they went really super in depth of how they worked, and I went, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
But all the haunt fans out, and then I went back and started chatting to Andy again. So, oh, this is really cool, they showed me everything about how they work. He's like, yeah, yeah. And he started rattling off names of people. And I was like, what all those? Went, oh, they're haunts over here. I said, we have a haunt scene in the UK. And he went, yeah. And I was like, I just felt ashamed that being such a haunt horror fan, I knew bugger all about it. Yeah. And I thought, right, well, if I'm such a huge haunt horror fan, there must be an army of me's out there who also don't know about it. So I thought, I need to tell them. So I thought, do you know what? I'll do a documentary. This is the best thing. I'll do a documentary and then let everyone know. And Andy went, okay, well, I'll have a chat to some people. When you're ready, Dan, I'll let everyone know. And I went, cool. Got on the train, got back home, looked at Facebook, and he created a group. Dan's doing a documentary. And it had like all the heavy hitters of the UK haunt scene. It's going, okay. And I thought, well, he's just thrown a gauntlet down now. I can't back out.
Yeah, you got to do it now.
I gave myself a year And I went, right, within a year, whatever I've got, whatever happens, whatever goes wrong or well, as it happens to, that's what I have to edit. So it was very much an experimentation. And doing the fact that I'd done not a studio film before, but you're still very restricted by budget and other opinions of producers, et cetera, et cetera. You're not as free rein as people like to think. Mm. I wanted something where if I wanted to make it found footage style, I'd do it. If I wanted to make it look like it was shot on CCTV, I'd do it. Yeah. So it's a thrash to heavy metal soundtrack, punk rock visual, found footage horror inspired vlog style documentary.
Perfect. There you go. So if anyone's unsure on what kind of watch they can expect, that is exactly it. And I got to see it along with the likes of Faces Ventures and a few people when we went to the Mexico Business Center last year. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Hannah loved it as well. And so did the everyone in the building. I think it got real high, high recommendations. And you also took it to the Horror Film Festival as well.
Yeah, it premiered in Horror Hound, Indianapolis, which is pretty awesome. I actually had one of the best bits of feedback from there. This guy afterwards came up to me and said, I like that one. And I was like, right, it's always a good start. And he said, obviously in American accent, which I'm not going to attempt. He said, because I could show that to my mum and she'd get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you mean? He said, well, you've humanized Haunted. He said, the thing is that there's loads of haunt documentaries about the US and they're amazing, but they're very much in the look at these wacky Americans. Now, whether the filmmaker, I'm not having a slight, the filmmakers are going to know something personally and they've done some amazing job. Maybe it's just the way he took them.
Mm.
He said they're taking them as in they're celebrating it, but it's still a bit off the wall. Where he said, your one's very grounded. And I think that's because I didn't have the budget to do it. It was me, my iPhone, my camera running around the UK filming people. So it wasn't glossy. It had to be raw. It had to be real. And because of that lack of gloss and that rawness, it's got very human.
Yeah,
and I
absolutely
think that's what's got people.
Yeah, I get that. And someone who really enjoys the scare attraction, the UK haunt scene myself, it's very real, which is the good thing. It's not glitzy and glamorous because that's not what our scene is about anyway. It's very homegrown sort of talent. It's our own ideas. It's stuff on farm parks and industrial units and theme parks. So yeah, it's very raw and real, which definitely shows in UK Haunt as a documentary. And I just wanted to do this little mini-sode now just to say that's awesome. Congratulations on it getting picked up. And we can't wait to check it out. I'm guessing it's going to be on a streaming and DVD in September?
It will be everywhere, is what awesome. They told me. They said, bug me just before midway of September and I'll give you all the links. But it's going to be on Amazon on DVD. It's going to be on all quote-unquote relevant streaming sites.
Awesome.
So, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, as soon as there's any news, it will be plastered everywhere. So do not worry about that.
And just before the October Halloween season kicks off as well, all fingers crossed, of course, with this crazy year. But awesome. Well, Dan, thanks so much for coming on and doing this exclusive minisode with us and letting us know first of when UK Haunters is going to be available. And like I say to all the listeners, follow UK Haunters. The links are below. Check them out, because as soon as we know and they know when you can get your hands on a copy of UK Haunters, it'll be advertised over on their socials and their website. Dan, thank you so much for coming on this minisode, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Pleasure as always, man.
You're listening to Scare Track. So
there we go, guys. A huge thank you to Dan for coming on to this Scare Track episode. And we just wanted to do a dedicated celebratory episode to announce that UK Haunters is now finally picked up and it's going to be released worldwide on DVD and on streaming services. Go and support UK Haunters now over on Instagram it's UKHaunters_movie, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/UKHaunters. Be sure to follow us at Scare Track on all our social medias as well. Just search for Scare Track. And a huge thank you for listening, guys. We're very excited for you to be able to check out UK Haunters yourself. We absolutely loved it, so I can't wait to share it with the rest of the world. Huge thank you to Dan and Jess for making the documentary, and let's show the rest of the world what we're made of. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, guys. Yeah.